front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Set me free. I'm a live wire, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, there's a place where having a live transmission wire transmitting data is illegal. In fact, there's more than just one. And I'm working on a map from publicly available files on where these escape corridors are from the 5G kill grid. Now, you might want to understand something. This is not my opinion. This is fact. And the ultra-rich have been building airfields and armored redoubts or fortresses in Kauai, Hawaii, Tasmania, Australia, and West Virginia, not to mention areas of northern Canada. And the funniest thing happened last week. I was already planning on either doing a short film or a long film on this and predicting the exodus you're going to see out of the cancer zones from 5G and the rest of it and how the establishment's going to respond to that. And then Friday I came in and there was a huge article that had been out since Thursday in the New York Times admitting all of this, but from the oblique, from an angle. The land where the internet ends. Well, you know what this broadcast is all about? You know, I've been thinking. We told you about the world government and the collapse of the EU and the plan to attack the family and to attack the genders. And that's in movies I made 20 years ago and Endgame 11 years ago. And now the world government's out in the open and the surveillance grid is out in the open. Everything we told you, it's like, okay, Alex, we already know that. Well, I was thinking, how about I start telling folks, like I did 20 years ago or 10 years ago, what's coming next? How about I start telling you all of that? Because, by the way, it's not my opinion that cell towers give you cancer. That's all admitted. I'll show you all the mainline government documents. But I want to explain something here. It's a lot worse than that. And so I thought, though, instead of just talking about what they're going to do to us, the way the globalists work metaphysically is they follow the rules of metaphysics. They have to give you an escape route. And they have to even tell you what they're doing, but then criticize it and make fun of it if you warn people. The vampire has to be asked to be let in, and then you have to let it in. So I'm going to do my best today at the start of the next hour to plunge directly into this. But I'm telling you, for anybody who wants to get together, I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but get together with real investors and real developers and go out to Wyoming, Montana, places like that, and buy enough land and get enough investors, enough people to move into the area to say that you don't want cell phones, you don't want cell towers, you want everything wired, that is going to be the biggest growth industry in the future because the cancer rates are just skyrocketing around the regular cell phones and now the 5G. It's just unbelievable. And the behavioral problems, the effect it has on the central nervous system. I have a stack of Scientific American articles admitting that it causes brain damage and mind control. Here's a headline, mind control by cell phone. It's just all here. You're like, oh, that's like the movie The Kingsman. Yeah, but it's not a movie. Makes you irritable. Breaks up your family. Makes you all alone. Well, guess what? There's 14,000 square miles where the U.S. government has made cell phones illegal. Oh, and they did it 40 years ago. Oh, and guess where the elite lives? Oh.
Live. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yes, my friends, you found it. The vaunted.
Du hast mich.
The celebrated. The superb.
Du hast.
That's how we're seen by those that love liberty.
Du hast mich.
We're seen as the victors. We're seen as the slayers of globalist lies. But to the enemy, we are reviled and hated and cursed. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Lust. That's how I feel about the globalists. I hate you too. But I don't fight you because I hate you. I fight you because I love my family and I love humanity. Du hast.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich. Du hast mich gefragt. Du hast mich gefragt. Du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt. Willst du bis der Tod euch scheide? Treuer sein.
All right. I'm going to do my very best at the bottom of the hour. Usually I'd say something this big. I'd say next hour. And then by then I've already gotten wound up too much. Bottom of the hour. I'm going to summon my mental capacity to its fullest, if that's possible. And I'm going to really try to lay out the facts and how we can stop it. But I have studied the architecture of the next phase of the globalist operation. And I am now starting out, as you've seen the last few weeks, to laying out the analysis and the testament to those facts. So get ready on every subject. What they're going to do to the family next. What 5G is going to do next. What the next military actions are going to be if the globalists are able to carry them out. How their intimidation operations are going to work. What I see them doing with the cashless society. It's all happening. It's all going into overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. Now, did you know that fiber optics has an almost zero failure rate? And the best 5G out there is thousands of times slower than the best fiber that the public can get. Did you hear what I just said? We're going to show you the engineering for that. There's no radiation that comes out of the end of a fiber optic cable other than light. What comes out of a 5G broadcasting array, they admit will kill you if you were to live by it, say, 10 feet from it for a year. It would physically cook you. And at a further distance, it just damages your DNA and gives you cancer. So why in the hell would they be rolling 5G out all over the world? With all of its security risk and all of its problems and all of it, if it gives you cancer and doesn't work as well. Well, I'm going to explain all of it coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, did you know there's a place? There's not just one. They've got these facilities under different covers. And I've been told about these. And I've looked into them, and I've discovered at least 10. There are a lot more. There are at least 10 corridors in the Western world where no cell phone towers or microwave radiation towers are allowed. It turns out, guess who's running this program worldwide? NASA. And of course, who do you think NASA really is? It's the breakaway civilization, or one of them, set up by Kennedy, led and commanded by Nazis. And I'm not even saying that NASA itself was bad, but this is big boy stuff. This isn't Junior, you know, wearing his little short shorts. This is the real world, folks. How the cookie really crumbles. And you have the establishment and ultra-rich all moving completely now into these corridors and commuting by helicopter and aircraft for short periods of time into megacities, the rest of the time video conferencing in. And if you read and follow the industry of Silicon Valley, very few of their CEOs or leadership are ever seen anymore. They just teleconference in. And they teleconference in over fiber optic. They are all with their children far away from what they're setting up. So that's coming up, bottom of the hour. I'm going to get into it. And by the way, this is hiding like everything super evil is in pure view. Pure evil hiding in pure view. Term, a phrase I've known, coined, but I intend it. Pure view. Right in your face, telling you it kills you, telling you it robs you and surveils you, and doesn't even work good when there are more advanced things that work far better and are proven and don't hurt you. But you see, with electromagnetic radiation, you can control people's brains and their bodies and their cells. And so that's why this is happening. That's bottom of the hour. And it'll take me a couple segments to get to. And then let me tell you what I'm going to cover in the second hour. We always have the Sunday show that's abbreviated. 4 to 6 p.m. And I have the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we have the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. every day, doing a great job. And, of course, David Knight, weekday mornings, you're knocking it out of the park, 8 a.m. Central. The verboten, the censored, the blocked, the hated, the lied about. Find out why we're under attack. We've cracked the code. We've got the globalist operation. We know how to beat it. Most of the government's compartmentalized. Most of the government's good people. They don't know what's going on. But they know when they hear this show that we know more than they do in most cases, and then we give them the missing pieces. Just like you have Legos, and you got a bunch of Legos without the map, without the directions, and you're like, what the hell does this build? But as soon as you have the directions, it's so simple. My dad bought me a high-powered pellet gun for Christmas, two Christmases ago. I've been fighting so hard and working so hard, I'd never even opened it. And once I did open it, my wife threw away the box and the instructions, even though it was already built. It took me 20 minutes to figure out where the lever was to break it, you know, to pop it open and to cock it and load it. I knew it. It had a button on it. I knew it was a single shot, high-powered, supersonic. And when I finally found the mechanism, it was the sight, I felt like an idiot. But I didn't have the owner's manual. Once I would have had it, I could have done it in 20 seconds. It's the same thing, folks. I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. You're not in Kansas anymore. No, sir. And I'm not either. And all this race baiting and all this other crap isn't going to mean anything once the public finally gets what's happening. And I'm going to explain something. It's going to get a lot worse, a lot quicker from here on out. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just telling you that there's a plan and we ain't in it. Like George Carlin used to say, there's a club and we ain't in it. There's a plan and we ain't in it. And I discovered the plan that many others had discovered 50 years before me, but I really dug into the plan and did more research than anybody else has really done into eugenics, depopulation, the whole world government plan from their own admissions. And the system was arrogant and they ignored me and I put out dozens of films for free. They were watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of times online for free. I sold millions of DVDs and I funded building this to resist them into the future, knowing that once they announced their world government and once they started breaking up the family and once they started castrating little kids' genitals and once they launched their whole plan, people would go, whoa, this is real. The globals were so arrogant they thought, no, they'll never wake up. They'll have learned helplessness. They'll never wake up. They'll have learned helplessness. They'll just adapt to being slaves, and by the time they wake up, they'll be dead. Wake up dead's the term. Never knew what hit you. Well, guess what? We got the jump on you, globalists, because our listeners spread the word faithfully. It was mainly Christians that did it. A lot of other folks, but Christians. That's why the globalists hate Christians, because their whole prophecy is about what's being built, a world government, an attack on the family, a cashless world society. Can't buy or sell. It's being announced now. But praise God, God's real. We're going to make it through this, but it's going to be tough. Stay with us.
Fortunatum,
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, let me tell you what's coming up in the second hour, though. Let me do that. Tucker Carlson has had Antifa put up flyers all around his house that they're planning an attack on his home coming up in a few days and are organizing a lynch mob down the street. The Democrats are praising this. Maxine Waters is praising this. They have, really hate the fact that he talked to the president and helped stop the president from attacking Iran. The left now openly wants total war, just absolute criminal activity. That's coming up. I know the inside baseball, lot they've gone through, not just the stuff you've heard about in the news, but it's similar things we've gone through. You know, I've had to have armed guards at my house. You say, oh, well, you can just go to sleep, you know, and just have a gun by your side. It doesn't work like that. I want to make sure anybody ever shows up and tries something, they're gonna get it. So it's expensive, but that's what's got to be done. Now, continuing, you've got the latest with Trump and the fact that we're swamped. We're overwhelmed with human trafficking. I've got mainline articles, Fox News, AP, human trafficking in America amongst worst in the world, report by the UN. And then people blame Trump for that. That's because the globalists have done their bum rush to overwhelm us and crush our borders and overwhelm the courts and overwhelm the jails. And then when we put people in facilities to find out who's who, one-third of the kids aren't even with their parents. We're told it's a concentration camp, ladies and gentlemen. No, people don't fight to get into a concentration camp. They fight to get out of them. But Omar, incest, Ilhan, incest Omar, you know, married her brother, probably had three kids with him. I can't believe it. She says, what's wrong with calling it concentration camps? Hey, pinhead, why'd you try to come here? So you could conquer us. I know. Why don't you get out one of those little Somali pirate boats, see how it goes for you? Just absolutely never ends. Hey, we let in a bunch of crazy pirates and they're pissing on us. What a surprise. That's all coming up. Also, we're going to get into the latest with Iran. We're into the latest. The story's linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Amazon's patents creepy drone technology to spy on your home. And then, oh, Infowars.com published this with a letter from the Justice Department and the FBI. And no media picked it up, of course. FBI clears Infowars and child porn hoax. We've been sent 9.6 million emails since Sandy Hook. They sent us subpoenas for all 9 million. We fought it in court in six different hearings. The judge said 57,000. Any email that had Sandy Hook or anybody's name associated with it, all these search terms, two law firms, tons of money later, we sent them 57,000 emails complying. They had hidden coded links in them to child porn that we never opened. The FBI said we were the victim. The media said, oh, that's just your lawyer saying that. Well, now I have the letter from the FBI. But that doesn't stop the media. They're still running with headlines. Did you hear Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families? No, their lawyers, famous Democrat prosecutors, now turned ambulance chasers, sued me and asked for all the emails. And when they got the emails they got, they went in there and found this and went and reported to the FBI, hoping I'd get in trouble. And of course, I didn't get in trouble. I was the victim. But what's worse about it is that I had a feeling when the FBI got back with us, and it's in the letter, and gave us a list of the email addresses and how to track them. We have a reward out. That it would have come after the lawsuits. And guess what? It did. Wasn't in the first 5 years or 5.5 years. No, right after I get sued, we get sent child porn we don't open, never gets past the spam filter, with hidden links. Oh, man, and they went to court and they begged that judge to make us open the attachments in the hearings. We said, no, we're not opening attachments. We don't know what's in them. If we would have opened them, we would have been open to 5 years in federal prison for opening child porn. But guess what? We didn't open them. We said no. But we still get subjected to being called that in the press. Unbelievable. So I'll get more into that. Stories up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. So when your family calls, like mine's called, like, what's all this child porn stuff? You can just go, oh, here's a letter from the FBI. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope they catch you. Did it? That's horrible crime. Yeah, that's Democrats. Whoever did it is a Democrat, obviously. Who else would have child porn to send it to somebody? Who does things like this and then hides it? That's how crazy it's gotten to fight for this country. They said the same thing about Alan Dershowitz. Turned out it wasn't true. Same thing about Trump. Was it true? We're the people that advocate for children here. We're the people that fight child trafficking. You know, like the Senate report admitted, tens of thousands of children were sex trafficked into the U.S. under Obama letting them in and were given to sex traffickers. Senate report, Washington Post. I'm not the one trafficking kids in the U.S. It's the Democratic Party. And Trump's trying to stop it. So what happens? Well, the media runs with a story that I sent child porn to people that subpoenaed me when it was hidden links. It didn't send to the families. It was sent to the lawyers. And they're the ones that subpoenaed it. Unbelievable. The good news is everybody sees through it. Separately, we've got something special coming up this week. Been a long time since we did some big overnight special transmission. Clown World. Clown World, the greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights, 20 candidates, and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Our regular broadcasting ends at 6 p.m. Central. At 7 p.m., myself, Owen Schroyer, and a whole list of other guests will do 1 hour of pre-coverage, and then we'll have live Clown World coverage of Beto O'Rourke and Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders, Eric Swallowswell, Kamala Harris, and so many others like de Blasio. It's all coming up this Wednesday and Thursday. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And when you get excited about a live broadcast, a special broadcast, we've had millions up to during an election, like 5 million tune in one night. But we've had 3 million tune in to other special elections. When you don't get excited, a few hundred thousand tune in, that's still great. But when you get excited about Infowars.com, and Newswars.com and our own audio and our own video feeds and local radio stations. It'll be family friendly. Every once in a while when it's internet only, I start using non-King's language and they take me off air when I do that now. So it doesn't ever happen. Good, clean, family fun. That's Clown World, the greatest show on earth this Wednesday and Thursday. We will have live coverage of the two Democratic debates. I mean, there was like 26 of them, 27 of them, but I guess only 20 have made the cut. So this is going to be Step Aside. Step Aside, Ted Bundy. Step Aside, John Wayne Gacy. What's the name of the clown in It? Step Aside, It. This is going to be the real clown world. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Here back live, and I'm sitting here in my television / radio studio in Central Texas, literally on ground that my ancestors conquered. And I don't want to be conquered by the globalists. I've studied their plans with a military and political mind. I've devised their endgame. I've developed stratagems and operations to defeat them. That's why they want me off the air. You see, there's tens of thousands of shows and programs in the U.S. alone, hundreds of thousands worldwide conservatively. But where are the programs, where are the shows actually talking about the real world? They're not there. And the globalists know that InfoWars is not bragging. We're pointing out the fact that when you hear Tucker Carlson or a Sean Hannity talking about the New World Order and global government and the surveillance state and all the rest of it, individuals like myself and Ron Paul and Matt Drudge and going all the way back, people like Barry Goldwater made it safe to talk about those things. So I said I would get into the giant news here at the bottom of the hour, and I'm not doing this for suspense. I was sitting here during the break trying to figure out where I start. I mean, something this big, you should build up for like a year and have spotlights at night going. Because people don't pay attention unless you have fanfare, like the Super Bowl or the Oscars. And then a huge 50-foot TV screens and a PowerPoint showing the quotes and showing the admissions and showing all the facts and you know, having ominous music play. So people get, hey, out of the whole wash of news and information you hear and see, this is really what's important. But see, that's how the globalists operate. They show you all this glitz and all this glamour and all this fancy crap. And then they tell you that there aren't two genders and that men are bad and that capitalism is bad when they're ultra rich. And they sell you poison with the sugar fancy coating, where you might get real wisdom sitting out on the dock with an old man fishing or working in a factory or going to church. Not a lot of fanfare there. So I will start next segment. I promise, and it will go into the next hour. But when I go and I research this before I decide to talk about it, and I decide to pull up articles and documents and things I've already read, and then I start to rescan over articles I've read over the years, it makes me excited that, oh my gosh, they admit it all. We'll be able to stop it. And then I remember that it's a weird psychological thing about people. Back when world government was secret, and you'd have to get Library of Congress documents leaked to you in an alley in D.C. by the caretaker of a dead senator's estate, people were just blown away because it was secret. And it was proof, and it was the media would deny that Bilderberg was meeting, and they, you know, all that stuff. But then when they just come right out in the open of the London Guardian and say, the elite have moved to New Zealand and underground bunkers, they believe the world is going to end as we know it soon, and there'll be depopulation. It's like, big deal. These are the people running things. This is the establishment, and they've already been dug in, and I can't even get, you know, I love Mark Dice. He's a great guy. But when he got mad at me 10 years ago over an argument we had about a book deal, he attacked me, and we ought to find that video somewhere, where he said, Jones is crazy. Somebody finds it online, send it, because I can't find it. Send it to me, because he memorialized it. He said, Jones claims he knows James Cameron and that James Cameron has moved to New Zealand to avoid a digital AI takeover and an apocalypse. Because I talked about it on air like 10, 12 years ago, and Dice thought it was bull, and he said it was bull. I didn't say I talked to James Cameron. I was out in L.A., and I met with some lawyers and top producers that had produced some of his movies, and they said, unfortunately, James doesn't care about changing the way we watch movies on a big screen. He was going to have a 360 screen, and they were going to have holograms, and they already had the technology, and he was going to. But Cameron decided that the elite's going to kill everybody with a bioweapon. So Cameron has run off to a bunker in New Zealand, and a bunch of other elites are running out there. And, you know, he's got all these ships out there, he claims, trying to find sunken wrecks. That's his tax write-off. He's got ships because he's afraid New Zealand will fall, and he's got ships that have got, you know, Faraday cages in them that'll survive EMPs. Now, I said all that on shows. Now, and I said to these producers, I said, well, can I say that? And they go, yeah, just don't say we told you. Because back then I wasn't as big as Alex Jones is today, supposedly. And I came on air and I said, the elite are moving to New Zealand. They're building underground bunkers for the end of the world. And they believe there's an AI takeover and a bioweapon's going to be released. Now, you know, 10 years later, Elon Musk is saying all that because he's in the meetings. Well, look at these headlines. London Guardian. Why Silicon Valley billionaires are prepping for the apocalypse in New Zealand. That's last year, 10 years after I told you. Terminator director Cameron says machines have already won. U.S. elites buying up New Zealand redoubts to escape crackup of civilization. 5G gives you cancer. Wired magazine. Let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't BS. I'm on record telling you all this. Now, is it going to happen? I've met with research scientists and people that hold patents and people that are worth, you know, $100 million, $200 million, who don't even feel like they're part of the establishment, who are scared and who have moved to different areas around the country in the hill country of Texas, and they say there's no stopping all this. They say it's all done. All I know is I've got a job to try to warn you, and this is the real reason they've got us off air. This is the real reason they're trying to shut us down, because let me tell you something. We're telling you the truth, and you have a right to know the truth. And I had to have a talk with my wife this weekend. I probably need to have one with my ex-wife soon and just say, listen, all troubles aside, all fighting with each other aside, we need to decide what we're going to do, because whether it's going to be bioweapons or 5G that give you cancer, all of the establishment is moving out of populated areas now. And they're moving to these very quiet, cell phone free areas. Even where there's industrial things nearby, they won't build cell towers since the globalists have control over the companies. And I'm going to be publishing maps of this soon from their own admissions. There's something big, a big plan's about to happen. I don't know if the frequencies are going to activate a virus that's already in you, that's given to you airborne, so it's binary. I'm not sure. There's technology that does that. I'm just saying, we know this is a weapon system. We're getting hit, and this isn't a Netflix series by the end of the world. They've got all these Netflix series by the end of the world because they're getting you ready, folks, at a subconscious level to accept this as if it was meant to happen. Yeah, print me that Bloomberg article about it, about how they're getting ready for the end of the world as well. And now they've gone from us telling you about it to now they're telling you about it and getting you ready for it. So I just want to tell all the yuppies and establishment people and the rest of you, you're not going to get out of this. You think you're going to escape this whole globalist program? You're crazy. Whatever you do, however you're listening, tell everyone on local AM and FM, local TV, or on the internet, hey, Alex Jones is covering the fact that there are secret government facilities built all over the United States in areas where cell phones are illegal, and he's about to show proof. You think I'll show you proof? I will when we come back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. 15, 16, 17 years ago, George Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W. Bush, was president. And I'd made a bunch of films critical of him and his agenda. And so the Democratic Party was trying to get me to join them. And I was out in Los Angeles routinely on national TV shows. I was in some big movies. And then one day I was going to be invited out to meet James Cameron out at one of his research facilities. And the day it was supposed to happen, one of the producers that's in his films comes over and he goes, let's just go get dinner. James has left the country. He was going to give you and some others a tour, but he's just decided, this is off record, not to launch this new project. It's going to be new movies with holograms and 360 screens. He just doesn't think there's going to be a future for humanity. I said, well, what did he tell you? And by then I was at dinner with these people. They said, well, he's just disillusioned and believes that there's about to be an extinction event of humanity, or at least a huge die-off, and that it's going to be orchestrated, and that he even agrees that it may not be the worst thing, and that he's building armored fortresses in New Zealand, and that he's got those ships you think are for exploration. Of course, these are folks I've known for years, so they're just telling me this like I'm a fly on the wall. I was just little Alex Jones back then, not the big evil Alex Jones. And they're like, he has those ships in case New Zealand falls. He's got these research vessels, 5 or 6 big ones. So I'm hearing this, and I'm going, well, this is crazy. So I said, can I talk about it? And they said, no, you can't talk about it. Just don't say it's him, or just don't say you heard it from us. So I came out for a few years and said the Hollywood elite are running to New Zealand. Then later, it was announced he'd moved to New Zealand, and I just went ahead and said, well, he's moved there because he believes the collapse of civilization's coming. Now, about 10 years later, this is about 12 years ago, it's been in the New York Post, New York Times, Bloomberg. I can show you a bunch of articles. For your TV viewer, you can see them on screen. Now, why am I starting this discussion with this? I later learned that the Silicon Valley crowd is running to Kauai, Hawaii, where the most secretive Pentagon, NSA, super weapons, space-based weapons are directed from. I mean, Kauai is like a underground base, okay? Also super gorgeous. That's why I've started going to Kauai to check it out. Zuckerberg's got like a, 10,000-acre ranch, whatever it is. And again, they're building fortresses there, and that's come out in the news. And I mean underground bases. I mean rocks that pop up and have, huge double 50 caliber guns in them. I'm talking about drone attack helicopters. I've talked to folks in Kauai that have worked on them. Right across, there's Lanai. And so Larry Ellison of Oracle has Lanai. He owns part of the island. He has an armored fortress on it. So it's Lanai. It's Kauai. They're trying to buy from the ocean-faring Amish folks. I'm not kidding. They call it the Forbidden Island off the coast of Kauai. There's another island that was bought from the king of Hawaii before the U.S. took it over 150 years ago. That's got Amish living on it. I know the globalists have been trying to buy that from them, but they haven't sold it. Crazy. You can do day hunting trips, though, there. I thought about helicoptering out there and doing a hunting trip for wild boar just to reconnoiter the area. But that's where they're going. They're going to Tasmania, south of Australia. They're going to New Zealand, north of Australia. Or I guess kind of east of Australia, northeast of Australia. So this is happening. This is going on. But if Hollywood and the bankers and the media and the left are running to New Zealand, and a lot of other elitists, people like J.K. Rowling, are running to Tasmania, and the British royal family's built redoubts there, where are the Bushes going? Paraguay, of all places, buying 200,000-acre ranches. They have airfields, shipping operations. We're talking up to 1,000 troops any one time there, paramilitary. They got that going on down there. But what's going on here in the United States, in CONUS, continental United States, and what's going on in Canada? And I've talked to the folks that have been stringing the fiber optic cable, in some cases over 100 miles from internet zones, where the internet zones end, into underground facilities where these individuals are moving into, because they've got to have engineers to do it. You've seen a lot of the engineers we've had on air. Hell, we've had the former head of technical of the NSA on many, many times. He hasn't given me any info on this. I'm just giving you an example of the food chain here. Former head of the NSA, William Binney, right down to engineers that put in the cell towers and put in the NSA snooping hubs right at the cell tower level with the fiber optic. And by the way, the NSA gets their stuff all off fiber optic mainly. Some of it's wireless, but it's collected to fiber optic. So if you go to AT&T or whatever, they have whole floors, or Verizon or Deutsche Telekom, doesn't matter. You go to these, and there'll be a whole room or floor that's just their fiber optics hooked into your fiber optics. So it all ends at the end chain with fiber optics. So I'm just giving everybody some base here. Before we return and I give you the gigantic trillion-pound enchilada maximus. Because they're not just running to Kauai. They're not just running to Lanai. They're not just running to Tasmania. They're not just running to armored redoubts in the middle of the desert in Australia. They're not just running to New Zealand. They're not just running to Switzerland in the mountains. They're not just running. No, the majority of the top tier and the second tier, their minions know about this now. So what happens once the minions learn about this exodus and once we give you these secrets on air, it's going to blow everything for them. Now, why is that so important? I've explained how to blow globalist operations before, how to take back nations with populism, how to get populist candidates elected. This is why they want me dead, okay? It's why they haven't killed me yet, though, because I'd be a martyr, and then you'd listen to what I said. They want to kill my name instead. But I'm going to lay out the next phase that if people in corporations that aren't evil and the people in government that aren't evil, because you're all compartmentalized just like I am, if we're aware of this and understand this is real, this is happening, if they know they pull a bioweapon that reduces world population by billions and that we know to blame them, they won't do it. If we know 5G gives us cancer and we know the elite are moving to areas to be away from it, they'll never get away with it. If we know about their plans for the UN to break the borders and flood the country, we'll make provisions to stop it. If we know they're putting cancer viruses in major vaccines, people won't take them. You understand? We know how to blow their operation because they're behind. We're still on air. Others are on air. But that's why they've tried to psychologically inoculate everyone that I'm the devil and don't listen to me, is because they hope you're such a coward that you'll think, oh, well, he's been demonized. He's been attacked. I better not defend him. I better not repeat what he says. They'll come after me. You're going to lose everything within 10 years. And that means your life, most of you, if you don't listen to me very, very carefully. This isn't some movie like Bird Box where she tells the kids, shut up or you're dead. You'll die. This is real. Most of you are already walking dead. I probably am already. We already are chock full of airborne crap, you name it. They've already got us. They're getting ready to spring it with a binary wave with 5G. That's right. That's only one aspect of it. So I'm going to lay out their plan to kill you and your family. And that means if you're in the FBI, that means if you're at work at the butcher area at a grocery store, that means if you're a school teacher, it means you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're whatever. You are under globalist attack by a breakaway civilization. And all the money is running for the exits. Even people worth 20 million, 50 million have got the word and are running. They're gone. They're not around. And when you look around and nobody's there, what's that mean? It means they're getting ready to pull the trigger. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget we have the Save the InfoWars Mega Special. Please support us. It's great products anyways. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, and double Patriot points and a bunch of other specials on air filtration, water filtration, you name it. Please support us in the face of this. We need funding, plus these are great products. Second hour, I detail the big secrets.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue-tied. You better look good at some words. Hide what you have to hide. And tell what you have to tell.
The big extinction's coming.
You'll see your problems multiply.
I want to stand up against it. I've not steered you wrong yet. I'm not steering myself wrong. I'm going to spend two more segments on this and get into the news I haven't hit yet. Because I've covered a lot of information that I've covered previously, but given you updates on it. But there are giant government projects going on that are hundreds of times bigger than the Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project to develop atomic weapons before the Nazis and the Axis did. And they had a couple hundred thousand people working directly on it, and they were able to keep it quiet until they dropped Fat Man and Little Boy on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Now, if you understand silent weapons for quiet wars, and you understand soft kill, this is the end of the age of man, according to the globalists. This is the end of humanity. But we're not meant to know what hits us. It's meant to lower our IQ, poison us, make us infertile, dumb us down, culturally wreck us with cultural norms no one would follow, where we're so confused and so stunned, like a spider that bites its prey, pumps in some poison, ties it up, lets it dissolve their innards. The spider comes and checks, touches it to see that it's liquefied. And then when that heart's barely beaten in that bug, it then, and it dies right as the last drops are sucked in. It's done with such loving precision. And so we're tied up in web right now, but we can still break out. We can still get away. But see, it likes you to suffer as long as possible and struggle and release all those stress hormones before the vampire, a real blood drinker, sucks everything you ever are and ever were and ever will be out of you. It's liberal. Just like those babies after they're born. I'm keeping them comfortable. Keeping them comfortable for a week or so. All the orders come in. Top bidded prices. And then you slice them open and take all the goodies out. And then those doctors go out and play golf and visit their mistresses. The life is so good for them. Well, they're going to fry you and your family real slow, like a poached egg. And so I want to show you how they're doing it. I want to show you where they're moving. I want to show you how they think they're going to sit there while there's all these runs for cancer and all these events. And why do half the kids have cancer? Oh, we don't know. It's liberal, though. We keep them comfortable. And have lots of runs and lots of events and bake sales, raising money to treat it, never wondering why they rolled out the 5G and other things they knew would kill us. That's right. Children, doctors say, particularly vulnerable, dangerous 5G. That's all right as long as we keep them comfortable. So we'll come right back in 1 minute and I'll get totally focused. And I'm going to drill into the land where there is no internet. But what's beneath all that? Why is there 14,000 square miles, one of only many safe zones where the establishment are moving as fast as they can? What are they trying to escape? What treat is it they have in store for us? Are they going to keep us comfortable? We're going to blow their operation on the booty others. And this is key.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us, I spent much of the last hour, your TV viewer, showing you Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, New York Times, London Guardian, that the elite are all moving to New Zealand in underground bunkers for the collapse of civilization. Well, I explained that that is a diversion. That's where a bunch of Hollywood folks have been led by James Cameron. There is a client government there that's socialist, and they are working with the government. He also has a private navy to escape what he says will be the mass culling of the earth. I first broke that more than 12 years ago. He's now gone public the last five, saying it's coming. Dr. McCam Shot, please. So I'll recap that and get into the big news. The super rich of Silicon Valley have a doomsday escape plan. Bloomberg. Why Silicon Valley billionaires are prepping for the apocalypse in New Zealand. Terminator director James Cameron, the machines have already won. And you've got, again, Elon Musk saying the end of the world's coming. They're going to depopulate us. The elites have decided to get rid of us. U.S. elites buying up New Zealand redoubts to escape crack up of civilization. Now, what is the crack up of civilization? What do they know that we don't know? Well, we actually do know. Normal cell phone radiation from the towers and the phones causes massive brain tumors, massive breakage of DNA. We've been spending years covering all that. It's a fact. And anybody can just look at themselves. But here's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. Mind control by cell phone. Scientific American. And then they can put over different wavelengths to actually control your brain with the carrier wave that's on it, developed by the DARPA and the CIA. Might want to read that. That's Scientific American. See, what's so frustrating is this is all out in the open. You watch Davos, they go, we're ending the family and bringing in world government. That's 10 years ago. I'm like, they're ending the family and bringing in world government. Oh, shut up. That's code word for racism. Continuing. Doctor says children particularly vulnerable to the dangers of 5G. 5G danger. Hundreds of respected scientists sound the alarm about health effects of 5G networks go up nationwide. And that's in all these mainline publications. Even cities are saying don't do it. Cancer cluster, California elementary school results in removal of Sprint cell tower. Even the teachers are dying. Now, I could go on for days with all this, okay? I could go on for days, but what's the point of doing that? What's the point of doing that? Let's get to what the establishment's doing. You remember it came out with the swine flu 6-7 years ago that the year before the CDC had actually put it in vaccines, a, quote, attenuated virus, but it would still spread. They were going to track flu spread with an attenuated H1N1. And it was worse than that. They admitted that it was basically a government program that they'd been running the whole time. And that in Germany and that in China and in the EU and in the UK, all over, they, quote, got clean vaccines for the elites that actually worked. And that all the vaccines the public were given had liability protection, and that the companies could not get in trouble, and that they didn't even do what they said they do, and all were doing something else, secret experiments, which you've seen over and over again, radiating kids, giving black people syphilis, Tuskegee experiment. Thousands have admitted lethal experiments, but we just trust this eugenics scientific elite, because here's what happened. Hitler, you may have heard of him, was advised by the Cold Springs Harbor IBM eugenics facility, run by IBM but funded by Congress, in New York City, founded in 1921. And the Cold Springs Harbor facility created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and actually financed the Nazi Party. So Hitler was following what they said. So at the end of World War II, eugenics was unpopular. A lot of it got shut down. But the scientists, the people involved in the whole thing, they just went underground into academia and into all these other walks of life. And that's why 36,000 Nazis were brought back into the United States via Operation Paperclip to help run the National Institutes of Health and NASA and all these universities and DARPA, because they would follow orders and do what they were told, and they were trained in England and the United States. Their professors were British and U.S. professors. At Nuremberg, they used the defense of Margaret Sanger and John D. Rockefeller, funding them, advising them. They gave awards to the Rockefellers. They gave awards to Margaret Sanger. They did what they were told to do. The British government told the Nazis to do what they did. The King of England, Edward VIII, funded them. He was to be the king of the new EU, but they double-crossed the Nazis. This is all declassified. Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, all of it. parachuting into the palace with the peace treaty, being arrested, put in the Tower of London until he died. So I've given you a gestalt. I'm giving you one millionth of the knowledge. Seriously. But imagine, it's a lot of knowledge, isn't it? So how would they release a bioweapon and be safe from it? How would they have 5G that gives you cancer or resonates with certain viruses to actually make them replicate and turn off your immune system? That's in major studies. Had under Nick Begichon and others about the hundreds of patents. How would they do this and get away with it? Well, it turns out I've listed New Zealand and other areas, but when we come back, I'll finally get to all of it. I wanted to give you the precursor. I want to give you all the history of it, the basics, and the setup, and the gestalt, just a basic outline, before I show you where they are and where they're moving to and what they're doing and how it's all hidden in plain view. Because I want you, when they release the bioweapon and most of your family dies, if we're unable to stop this, I want you, those, because there's always a percentage that survive it, I want you to know where they are so you know what to do and so you know who to come after. Now, what we're doing right now can stop them, but everyone has to go, wait, this is the guy that told us Trump would win. This is the guy. Hillary tweeted about me last week. She said, Trump is InfoWars now. Yes, Trump is InfoWars if he was able to operate. Yes, people in the Pentagon and people in the CIA, and I'm not bragging, they don't take orders from me. I don't take orders from them. But I'm the only person that developed a free information node to put out what's already known by the resistance in government to this eugenics plan. And so I am the leader. And I don't say that to be arrogant, but at the end of the day, we have to announce why they produce TV shows against me, why they're constantly freaked out, why they're so scared. I'm under total surveillance, folks. That's why they haven't killed me yet, because so many agencies are watching. It's not as easy as it used to be. But we, in the scheme of time and everything that's happened, are the group and the organization that built something independent to track all of this, so that we can expose what these monsters, because when you see CNN host and you see these guys, most of them have been let in on this. They believe humanity's a cancer. It's got to be culled. They're an emergency procedure. That's why they call me a disease, an infection, a virus. And they are doing an emergency operation to save the earth from humans. And so they've got to all get rich and powerful and dumb us down and turn us against each other and destroy new technologies and clean technologies. No. No, the truth is they're just sabotaging things and taking over and doing evil-ass crap. And it was Bill Gates' father that inherited the secret army program at Cold Springs, who ran Planned Parenthood and who held the main keys to the whole globalist operation and the orders to Hitler. That's why Bill Gates was put in by IBM to be the fake so they wouldn't get busted up under antitrust. And that's why they hate my guts so much, because I know their entire operation. And I'm going to blow it wide open when we come back. I will tell you their main armored redoubt and where they are. And they even offered me, through three different Hollywood people at the time, to move to West Virginia. And I didn't even know at the time what they meant when I got the offer. Now I know. I was offered 15 years ago to move to West Virginia where I'd be safe.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I've set the table with the establishment running for the hills, hiding out, admitting mainstream news they believe the end of the world's coming with some bioweapon or some AI takeover. Bill Joy says he goes to meetings with the top elite. The decision's been made to kill everyone. That was 1999, cover of Wired magazine. Why the future doesn't need us. So, I got told by a high-level government individual, and then I got told by a major Hollywood producer within a month of each other, I ought to move to West Virginia. And they talked about a beautiful place up in West Virginia in a valley and how comfortable and nice it was and how in the future I'd be safe if I just moved there and how there's a lot of great people there. They wanted to live with me. They wanted to have me around, and they thought I'd... And again, back then, I'm like, it's weird that they were saying West Virginia. Well, guess what? I went back in my memory and I checked. It's the same valley. 14,000 square miles, no technology allowed, but NASA bases. And it turns out they've got a couple of these in Canada, in northern Canada, right before the Arctic Circle. They're building air bases, helicopter bases, all of it. I'll be showing locations in the next few weeks, but a lot of this is already in the news. And you read this 11-page New York Times article, and it's crazy. They claim they're hunting for aliens, and the radio telescopes, if there's any radio or any broadcasts or any cell phones, there's so much pollution, like when you're on an airplane, the way you turn your cell phone off, it can mess up devices. But then you realize, and you read, and you study, that all these ultra-rich people are moving into the area, and they have been for decades. And it's the big secret. So the land where the internet ends, Green Bank, West Virginia, a few weeks ago I drove. This is Pagan Kennedy, who's a photographer, and Damon Winter, contributing opinion writer. A few weeks ago I drove down a back road in West Virginia and into a parallel reality. Oh, your kids don't die of brain tumors? 50 years ago, it was unheard of for kids to have cancer. Now it's everywhere. I'm sorry. Let me just read the article. Let's see if I can shut up. A few weeks ago, I drove down a back road in West Virginia into a parallel reality. Sometime after I passed Spruce Mountain, my phone lost service, and I knew it would be comatose for the next few days. When I spun the dial on the car radio, static roared out of every channel. I had entered the National Radio Quiet Zone. 13,000, I'd read 14, 13,000 square miles of mountainous terrain with few cell towers or other transmitters. And it goes on to say they're restricted there. I was headed towards Green Bank, a town that adheres to the strictest ban on technology in the United States, except for talking to the folks they're talking to. The residents do without not only cell phones, but also Wi-Fi, microwave ovens, which also kill you, and any other devices that generate electromagnetic signals. What a bunch of throwbacks there at the giant NSA, NASA, DARPA command base. They're so backwards, those. He goes on how eclectic all these scientists and rich people are. The ban exists to protect the Green Bank Observatory, a cluster of radio telescopes in a mountain valley. Conventional telescopes are like super-powered eyes. The instruments at Green Bank are more like superhuman ears. They can tune into frequencies from the lowest to the highest ends of the spectrum. The telescopes are powerful enough to detect the death throes of a star, but also terribly vulnerable to our loud world. I bet our DNA is too, right? Even a short-circuiting electric toothbrush could blot out the whisper of a Big Bang. Oh, something's happening with those. Physicists travel here to measure gravitational waves. Astronomers study stardust. The observatory has also become the hub for alien hunters who hope to detect messages sent from other planets. Well, that's the point of the observatory, but see, they make a joke out of it. And in past decades, the town has become a destination for electrosensitives who believe, I just showed you 100 studies, that they're allergic to cell phone towers, some of them going so far as to wrap their bedrooms in mesh in hopes of screening out what they believe to be harmful rays. I mean, a Faraday cage, that actually does that. That's why they admit people that like live in caves live longer. Continuing. This town, in other words, calls out to many kinds of eccentrics. And I guess I'm one of them. And I did some more research on this last few days. They're building all just massive mansions and underground bases being built. I came in hopes of finding a certain kind of wildness and solitude. I live in Massachusetts, and I often disappear into the forests and rivers to clean my head. I've always loved the moment when the bars on my phone disappear, when I'm out of range entirely, floating along a kayak, time grows elastic. Yeah, you're back to being human. I stare down into that kingdom below me, the minnows darting through the duckweed, and feel deeply free. No one's watching. No one knows where I am. Well, the New York Times actually has a good writer. And then you can folks, I knew this was real 10 years ago. I'd been to Big Bend 20 times probably, but not before all the 3G and 4G got turned on and all the allergies and health problems, everything I saw with everyone I knew and the agitation and the studies. And I was in Big Bend for like a week with Rob Dew and his son and my son. And I was just like, man, I feel so good. Like I'm high without smoking pot, without drinking a beer. And I'm like, God, I feel so at peace. Like I did when I was a kid. And my son and Rob Dew's son was just like, yeah, I never want to leave. We're only at like 4,000 feet. Wasn't the altitude. We're like, there was no cell phones, no bars, no nothing, no internet. And that's it, man. It all admittedly manipulates the electrochemical neurons in your brain. And it's not just being outside. This stuff is killing us. And the establishment knows it. And they're running away from it. All over, special communities are being formed. And the elites are all moving in. It even gets into this article. Why? We can have unlimited fiber optic with no radiation. I've got the articles right here. Here's one. Scientist for Wired Tech, enough of the 5G wireless hype, choose FTTH, fiber to the home. No radiation, works much better, hundreds of times better, none of this crap. But it doesn't matter, it can't spy on you as easily. Anyways, when I come back, I'm going to get into this because this is 13 to 14,000 square miles where all the establishment's moving, and they've got other areas where they're doing it, and no cell phones are allowed under the U.S. government. But let me tell you, they're going to hit your ass. They're going to hit your ass with it. What do they know? We don't know. Stay with us.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us, Alex Jones here back live. I don't have all the pieces to the puzzle, never pretended to. But we've proven that we are able to analyze what's happening globally. Now, I want to explain something. There is not only one power structure on this planet. There are at least three major geopolitical organizations and many subgroups within that. And most of these powerful elite groups are competing with each other but have overlapping areas of research because they believe they'll just be able to dominate and control the research once those keys to infinity are discovered. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you see movies like Endgame and they have the Infinity Stones. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I talked about the keys to infinity 12 years ago. And you have to understand that it's not bragging, but shows like Homelander based on me, where I'm this bad guy that I'm not. I got told by some of the sub-producers on the first Captain America that where I break down these global drones that kill everybody and all the rest of it, that was based on what I talked about. And they thought, oh, this is really interesting stuff. Let's write movies about this. I'm not where this is coming from. So if people think that I'm where they're getting the ideas for all these shows, I would be a plagiarist. They would be plagiarists. This is what's really happening. So this is not entertainment. This is not stuff we're cooking up here. This is really what's going on. Now, they've got zones not just in this 14,000 square mile area, the New York Times admits, where no cell phones are allowed and no Wi-Fi. It's run by NASA. And you've got over 50,000 people living in the 14,000 square miles. And you look at the concentration of wealth moving there, it's staggering because the establishment is running away from the cell phones, from the cell towers, and from the 5G. 5G gives you cancer. I just showed you LA Times. I just showed you mainline studies. So what are they doing? Why are they doing it when they have fiber optic that doesn't hurt anybody? Because you can mind control people with it. And I just showed you Scientific American, if you just tuned in, two segments ago, saying that. I remember DARPA in 1998, online, it was in the Baltimore Sun that DARPA was testing high-powered cell towers to calm the public, and it found that they were able to calm the public in case of riots and that they were putting in more powerful systems. The Doppler radars for weather control. I knew that 20 years ago. Now that's declassified. There's all these breakaway scientific projects that are overlapping, that are building towards some larger end game, and they're going from beta tests now to operational. And all of it kills people, but kills you slowly where you never know what hit you. But you've got the statistics. I'm going to say it again. Dr. Russell Blaylock's retired now. He's a famous brain surgeon, invented a lot of the modern terms. He documented 25 years ago that aspartame makes you get fatter. Now that's mainstream news. Diet soft drinks with aspartame make you fatter. You know, even World Health Organization admits that. But they always tell you about it after you're addicted. And he said, Alex, when I was going through my residency in the 60s for brain surgery, for cutting tumors out, he said, professors I had would fly across the country to see a kid with a brain tumor. You can't swing a stick in a major city and not hit a kid with a brain tumor. And they knew damn well aspartame caused brain tumors. My point is, there's a big plan, and we ain't in it. So the land where the internet ends, it's an 11-page article. Everybody should read it. It's very well written, New York Times. The National Radio Zone comprises 13. Other things say 15 to 14. I just say 14. The National Radio Quiet Zone comprises 13,000 square miles of mountainous terrain. The National Radio Quiet Zone comprises 13 miles of mountainous terrain with few cell towers or transmitters. Mr. McNally seemed to be of the opinion that the rest of the country out there beyond the mountains was losing its mind. Well, you're right, sir. It shows cell phones are making us more alone, more unhealthy, rewiring our brains, frying our brains, giving us cancer. Norgy Prestige, a tour guide at the observatory, agreed. She told me she had lived in Green Bank for 17 years, happily without a cell phone. But just this week before, she'd felt it necessary to buy a basic mobile phone so she could rendezvous with friends and her son when she went outside the zone. The zone. See, the whole future is, are you in zone or out zone? Can you afford to live out zone, outside the frying? See, the establishment's not going to fry everybody and not give themselves zones, see? Oh, it's wildlife research. Oh, the whales are bothered. Oh, the satellites are bothered. Oh, the satellite uplink's bothered. Oh, DARPA runs it. Oh, don't worry. Oh, there's a bunker over here. Oh, a helicopter. Don't worry about that. But just this week, she felt it necessary to buy a basic mobile phone so she could rendezvous with friends and her son when she went outside the zone. The zone. I don't want it. She said to the phone, but if you're going to make plans out there, you have to have it. Yeah, they're going to get rid of landlines. Monopoly just got rid of cash in the game. When I walk around my house, I'm silent. Remember that old silent feeling? No TV on, no air conditioning. Just you hear your heart beating. You just get tied into the whole earth. It's a magnetic field, that connection to the ancients, that stillness, that focus. It's all gone now, isn't it? When I walk around my house, I'm silent. But see, when I was out in the desert in Big Bend, no cell phones. I just felt. And even when I got into the towns, it was still desert, and still mountains, but ugh, it was back. All that chatter, all the feeds, all the because your ears don't hear it, but your brain hears it. See, it's like banging pots. Bang, 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 bang. And it breaks up your DNA. Cuts it up, gives you cancer. That's in all the studies. But it's also a bang, 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 just the sound in your soul. Yeah, city noise might be making you sick. The Atlantic. Oh, forget the city noise, the honking and the sirens. What about all the electromagnetic? I don't want it, she said to the phone, but you're going to have to make plans out there. You have to have it. When I walk around the house, I'm silent. She said, I think people have lost the ability to be present with themselves. There's nothing wrong with sitting on the deck looking at the hills. I don't even have an answering machine. Man, I was having dreams about this last week before I read this. I told my wife, I said, it's not as bad as folks having to march into Chernobyl and clean up radiation that kills you in 5 minutes. You know, you'll die a month later, but you're dead in 5 minutes. But I said, it's still slow death for all of us. And I said, I can still come back to town and do stuff remotely. But I said, we got to get to some area that doesn't have all this. And I know there's elite zones that don't have it because I can't look at my kids and watch them slowly dying. It's real. And the establishment's all running to these other areas, hoping we don't notice. I can't believe the New York Times even wrote about this. When I walk around my house, I'm silent, she said. I think most people lost the ability to be present with themselves. There's nothing wrong with sitting on your deck looking at the hills. I don't even have an answering machine. And then it just goes on and on and on. What it's like to not have a buzzing, beeping thing controlling your life made by slaves in China by some horrible anti-free speech demon, Tim Cook, who's turned over his humanity and could care less. I didn't get to a lot of it. I covered a ton of it. I got a special report coming up, but I got to tell you. The establishment is running from everything they've deployed against us. The mountains of debt, the giant third world populations they've weaponized, the smartphones, the G5, the bioweapons, the leftist garbage. None of them give their kids iPhones. None of them do all this. They're running from what they're doing to us, but they'll never escape the blowback. I'll make sure of it.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I had an entire spread of news and clips for you tonight, but I basically covered one topic. And that's that the establishment is building armored redoubts in the U.S. and in other areas of the world that are free of the general population, but also free of 5G, and that are defensible during a collapse. And in the last 2 hours, I laid it all out. And I'm asking listeners and viewers to get that video, to get that audio, and to get it out to everyone you know. We're going to post it in the next few hours at newswars.com and infowars.com, because the old cheesy G.I. Joe saying is really a real intelligence saying, knowing is half the battle. And we know the globalist plan. Most people in government aren't bad. Most people in corporations aren't bad. But the psychopathic elites are so evil that we have a blind spot and can't believe what they're doing. I was just talking to Justin, one of the great crew members. He's like, I'm like, listen, we expose their redoubts. We expose what they're running to. They're going to be afraid to go ahead and turn the heat up. He goes, no, they'll just turn it up faster. They're just making money off of us right now while they kill us. Yeah, but that money is symbols of energy, and that's how they're sucking our energy out of us. It's not going to go forever. We're living in epic times. They've got big plans for us, but humanity is not going to go along. So we just laid out the incredible real secrets of 5G that nobody else has laid out. The last hour and a half that we've covered is legendary intel. I'm telling you, I don't usually say that's legendary intel. That is as close as you're going to get to the truth as there is. Because even the establishment are mad scientists. They're not exactly sure what they're doing. They're just testing and have a grand plan. We can change that plan by our actions. All right, I'm going to go to this very special report by John Bowne, The Case Against the Reparations Guilt Circus Cult, which is absolutely paramount and shows how they're trying to reinstitute slavery and the idea that if somebody that you're related to did something wrong, you're guilty. It's just the end of due process, the end of common law, the end of everything. It's amazing. And I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. But please don't forget, we're running a huge special right now, one of the biggest ever, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the great supplements, and double Patriot points, the Save InfoWars emergency special. You've seen all the attacks. You've seen the attempts to take us off air. Without you supporting us, we will not be here. So whether it's Amazing X2 that's so good for the body, find out about the purest form of iodine out there, or whether it's the great Sleep Aid Knockout, or whether it's the 8-Pack Power Stack, or our great Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste fortified with iodine and a little silver, whether it's the Real Red Pill Plus, all these great products. We've got the best turmeric out there. They fund the operation. They make it all possible. We're making history together. So thank you for the support. Please take action. Without you, we're not here. Plus, these are great products you already need. A 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Here's John Bowne's report.
Democrats, with all of their newly elected House committee hearing power, continued to find more ridiculous ways to spend the taxpayers' money. The 42-year-old Federation for American Immigration Reform arrived at the number of $116 billion for the amount taxpayers shell out to fund the Democrats' open borders policy. Now the Democrats want to continue their narrative of polarization and white guilt by offering taxpayer dollars to 42 million African Americans for reparations of the descendants of slaves, which by some estimates could total roughly $105 billion a year, 15% of the U.S. national defense budget. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, who has been a member of Congress since 1995 and a leader behind the reparations legislation, forgot what it took one good American to point out.
H.R. 40 is in fact the response of the United States of America long overdue. Slavery is the original sin. Slavery has never received an apology.
In 2008, the House of Representatives formally apologized for slavery and Jim Crow. In 2009, the Senate did the same.
And what if reparations fails? Does this embolden the lunatics on the left and their leading candidate Joe Biden's call for a physical revolution?
Let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it.
And by a physical revolution, he is alluding to a race war that the Democratic Party would ignite. What are the 9 million mixed-race Americans supposed to do? Stay home and fight themselves? What about the exemptions? I'm a direct descendant of abolitionists who settled in Flushing, New York in the 17th century, who assisted with the Underground Railroad. Is my family exempt? What about the descendants of the 360,000 Union soldiers that died fighting for the Emancipation Proclamation? Are they exempt? And what about all the white people who immigrated long after slavery and the Civil War ended? Are they exempt too? The real issue with reparations, well, they generally pay out to living survivors. In 1988, the United States paid $1.5 billion in reparations to the survivors of Japanese internment during World War II, while Germany has paid $89 billion to the victims of the Holocaust. Will those survivors be paying reparations to the ancestors of those promised 40 acres and a mule by Union General Sherman that was interrupted after impeached Democratic President Andrew Johnson reversed the Freedmen's Bureau process that had already awarded 40,000 freed slaves, 400,000 acres of coastal land in South Carolina and Georgia? The federal government, under a Democratic executive office, turned around and took that land by force. Unfortunately, that was the perfect window for reparations because there were plenty of survivors, not 42 million people.
Nothing I'm about to say is meant to minimize the horror and brutality of slavery and Jim Crow. Racism is a bloody stain on this country's history, and I consider our failure to pay reparations directly to freed slaves after the Civil War to be one of the greatest injustices ever perpetrated by the U.S. government. But I worry that our desire to fix the past compromises our ability to fix the present. Think about what we're doing today. We're spending our time debating a bill that mentions slavery 25 times, but incarceration only once, in an era with no black slaves, but nearly a million black prisoners.
The history of our black country, of our black America, has been stolen from us for decades, almost over a century. Booker T. Washington, 1882, began Tuskegee University. By 1905, it was producing more self-made black millionaires than Harvard, Yale, and Princeton combined. The 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was a black country, black community that led our country in the growth of the middle class, led our country in terms of men committed to marriage, over 70%, now it's 30%, led our country in terms of the commitment to business ownership, 40%, now it's 3.8%.
Are we going to base serious policy on white guilt, even if no taxpayer alive today is responsible for slavery? And does that mean my soul needs to be forgiven, Reverend?
And when I'm talking for reparations, I'm talking about those left behind, but I'm actually talking to my white brothers and sisters. You need this more than we do. You need this for your soul.
Your testimony about the fact that we're fighting for the heart of our nation. I think everybody in this room as part of the American family understands that. We see it different ways. Here's a question.
And then frankly, when I hear from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle that we need to be encouraged to work harder, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, that we can actually achieve, that that's the only thing that's the problem.
This is just how inept the Democrats are with the leadership of this nation and how dangerous reparations are to this republic. You want reparations? Then why not start with the ancestors of the Southern Democrats that formed the Confederacy and the KKK?
KKK, that's not a Democratic Party, by the way. They lynched 4,700 people. 1,300 of them were white Republicans.
Or those responsible for the mortgage lending scams that targeted black America in the 1960s and 1970s. Or those responsible for overseeing the crack epidemic that put millions of black Americans in prison during the 1980s. Or those Democrats today who lord over their blue districts where poverty is increasing and education of our unifying principles are dying.
Let's point to the party that was part of slavery, KKK, Jim Crow, that has killed over 40% of our black babies, 20 million of them.
But aside from reasonably helping our fellow Americans, whatever race or races they may be, you can't blame millions of innocent people for slavery. It is the Democrats that must search their souls. Bottom line, Democrats, you opened up this can of worms, and in the end, it is your history that has doomed reparations for slavery and caused us to all see the truth that it was the Democrats who fought tooth and nail to keep reparations from legitimately happening all along. John Baum reporting.
And let's not forget, we've got record numbers of Africans fighting and dying to get here, to get into the big concentration camp called America that AOC talks about. Whatever you do, your word of mouth is key in this fight. We won't back down, but you can't back down either. Infowars.com. Spread that link.